Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning and welcome to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest for this segment is Tamara Huerta. She's the director of Royal Stage Performing and Visual Arts. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Well, let's start at the beginning. What is Royal Stage?
Royal Stage is a nonprofit dance and theater company based in Roseville and Citrus Heights. We offer dance and theater opportunities to the community, and then we also offer free and deeply discounted opportunities to low-income families and kids.
That sounds great. What makes Royal Stage different from other dance studios and theater companies?
There's a couple things. One of them is we have Christian roots, so all of our teachers are Christian, but our students come from all walks of life, so we really try to teach people love and respect and how valued they are. Our name, Royal Stage, actually comes from the concept that we're all sons and daughters of God, and we should carry ourselves and treat each other like royalty. And another thing that's unique about us is we don't turn anybody away regardless of their ability to pay. Up to 60-65% of our students are on full or partial scholarships, and we don't require payment if people can't afford it, whether, you know, a job loss or a housing situation, or especially with COVID, a lot of people have had more financial problems than usual. And so if people can pay a fee to participate, we ask them to. But if they can't, we don't limit their opportunities to participate. They're still welcome to come.
That's outstanding.
We also offer pro bono counseling services and transportation assistance. And we try to do everything we can just to get people to the studio and getting involved in the creative arts.
Everything under one roof. That sounds tremendous.
Yes.
What ages do you cater to, Tamara?
We start with pre-ballet at age 2, and we go all the way up to whatever you are. We have women in their 50s and 60s that participate in our musical theater productions and our ballet classes, and there's really no limit. But yeah, we start with the preschoolers. We have 2-to-5-year-old classes, 6-to-11-year-old classes, 12-to-16, and then 12 and 13 on up through adults.
I want to see some of those 2-year-olds balancing on their toes. Can they do that?
Yeah, they're so cute. I know. I wish that I could show you a video right now. They're adorable. It's really fun to watch them. And they're so free with their expression, too. Like, they haven't learned yet how to be embarrassed, you know? So they're just great. They're just all out there. They're all in.
Bravery for the young,
yep.
Right?
Yes.
Well, you touched on this a little bit, too. How does the financing work? How much does it cost to take part in the program? And do you have structured programs with scholarships? Give me a little more detail on that, Tamara.
Yeah, we have dance classes, all different genres, ballet, tap, hip-hop, musical theater, dance, contemporary, all of those. It's $10 a week, which is significantly cheaper than other dance studios in the area.
Sure.
Or you could pay for an entire session at once. And it just depends on the time of year. It's between $150 and $180 for 15 to 20 weeks of classes. So it's pretty cheap. And then our musical theater productions, there's a $150 participation fee that covers everything, your costumes, all the sets, everything that we do. It's just a contribution to help us keep going.
Right.
And then if you need to apply for a scholarship, we do either full 50% or 25% scholarships. And then the quotation payment is we ask you to volunteer. So over the summer, we have 3 fireworks booths in the area. So we need a lot of help with that, volunteering to help paint sets, help with costuming, help with concessions or ticket taking. There's all kinds of things. So even if you can't pay financially, there's so many things you can do paying through volunteerism.
That reminds me of the old joke when you go into a restaurant. Oh, I forgot my wallet. Oh, that's okay. You can just go back and do dishes.
Right. And sometimes, you know, sometimes the dishwashing is more valuable. You know, it just kind
sure.
of depends, you know, what your skill set is. And obviously we do charge as much as we, you know, for the people that we can, but, you know, God always works it out. We've never gone into debt because of it, and we just find that the people who can pay are honest and do, and the people who don't, they usually help.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what is Royal Stage currently working on?
Right now, we have our dance classes working towards spring recital, which will be on May 14th. And our musical theater productions, both the kids and the adults are doing productions with Alice in Wonderland. And we have one of our teachers actually wrote an original script and composed a musical score for us. So it's our own unique version of Alice in Wonderland. And we have a children's cast performing it and a teen adult cast. The teen adult cast is doing it the last weekend of April, and the children are doing May 19th through 22nd. And you can find information about that on our website. But yeah, they're getting ready for that. We're costume fitting, building sets, having rehearsals at least twice a week, and they're having a blast.
That sounds exciting. Yeah, looking forward to that. So the spring recital is coming up on May 14th, and then Alice in Wonderland, a unique version of Alice in Wonderland, going to start in late April and then also in May, right? And you can find out all about it. Go to theroyalstage.org. What else do you have coming up, Tamara?
One thing that's really exciting is we have been trying to find our own performance space. We've been bouncing from churches to schools to parking lots and gymnasiums. And after 10 years of working on it, we just got our own performance space. It's actually part of the Sunrise Mall that's going through a revitalization right now. And we just got a almost 9,000 square foot space that's all our own. So we're really excited about that. We are moving in next month, and that's our big deal right now, working on that, retrofitting it, putting the stage in, and we're excited to have an open house and start to have community open mic nights every month and different events and have it be accessible for other groups that maybe have struggled to find a space in the same way that we've struggled over the years. So we're really, really excited to have that partnership with Citrus Heights and have a presence there. So that's our big ticket item right now that we're working on besides the show.
Sure. 9,000 square feet at Sunrise Mall. How's that coming along as far as the construction goes?
We haven't started yet. So right now it's going great.
Oh, okay. the planning stages.
Yeah, we get the keys next week, and then we'll be, installing the stage, painting, moving in. So it's pretty exciting. It's going to be a big job, but we're super excited, and we'll hopefully get the bulk of it done before the summer heat chases after us.
Wow, okay. Well, that leads me to my next question, too. Looking for volunteers, maybe, right?
So many volunteers. We always need volunteers. We always need people who can do costumes and sets. Even if you think you're not good at those things, we can teach you certain things to do. We're going to need people to help retrofit the new performance space. We always need businesses to come alongside us, whether that's financially or just allowing us to put up posters and promote. Pretty much wherever you are, we want you to be a part of the body. We will find somewhere for you to be, something for you to do. It's very rare that someone would walk in and we wouldn't have a way to keep them busy.
Right. And if you can swing a hammer, we can definitely use you, right?
Absolutely. And participants, too. We're always welcoming more dancers and actors. We start our new season in June. So there's, time to, the new schedule goes up next week, and there's time to get involved and come create with us, too.
That's great. But if there are any contractors listening right now and this tugs at your heart, you can definitely get a hold of Tamara through theroyalstage.org. What are some of the organization's biggest needs, Tamara?
Always finances. I think any nonprofit you talk to will probably tell you that. Monthly donors, whether that's a business that wants advertising space in our programs and our t-shirts and our website, or individuals listening who just really want to help a great cause. We have UB helping upwards of 170 kids and women with their scholarships and their performances, and just a chance for them to build up their self-worth and their self-esteem and learn skills that they'll take into their jobs. That's what you would be supporting monthly. And the new performance space also, there's going to be a lot of needs with that financially. So financial sponsorship's great. Volunteering's great. Coming and joining us as a participant. We need all the things. But I would say the two biggest things are just finances and telling a friend. Maybe you're not involved with the arts, but you have a child, grandchild, friend, neighbor, coworker that is. Tell them about us.
Absolutely. Help get the word out. And speaking of which, we're just about a month away from the big day of giving, and I'm sure you wouldn't mind a few donations for the Royal Stage Performing and Visual Arts, right?
Oh, yes. We definitely need donations. We are a part of Big Day of Giving. We've done it every year since they were Arts Day of Giving, the very, very first year, and that's a big, exciting day for us for sure, and you'll be able to find us information on our Facebook and Instagram on our website about that, too.
Nice. How do we find you on social?
Our website is royalstage.org. And then we are Royal Stage Arts on Instagram, And then on Facebook, you could just type in Royal Stage Performing and Visual Arts, and we come up. Our logo is a little crown. You can look for that. But yeah, Instagram, Royal Stage Arts, and then our website is royalstage.org.
Excellent. You're listening to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest this morning is Tamara Huerta. She's the director of Royal Stage Performing and Visual Arts. Find out more online, theroyalstage.org. How and why was Royal Stage founded, Tamara?
It started, I actually had a love of dance and theater as a child and teenager, and I struggled a lot with like depression and anxiety and rage and anger when I was younger, and the arts were always my outlet. It was something that was really calming for me and something where I found my community. And I grew up in the Bay Area, and then when I moved to Sacramento as a young adult, I went to UC Davis for college. There was a woman at UC Davis that inspired me to learn about the Christian arts combined with the secular arts and how the two can coincide. And so was mentored by her and then just really felt a pulling to found a nonprofit and really wanted to make it not just a place where people learn about dance and theater, but it's really a sanctuary where people feel safe, where people feel accepted. If they're the weirdo at school, they'll make friends at Royal Stage. If they struggle emotionally or psychologically, that there will be resources to help them and an outlet for them to pour into. And so that was kind of my motivation for starting it. And doors just flung open for it. We started it in 2010, and it was intended for ages 12 and up. And we still have a lot of teens and adults participating, but we've also, over the years, been brought a lot of children. So now we have a full functioning children's program as well. And so yeah, the inspiration for starting it was just that, just to have a safe place and an accepting place and a place where people can be and feel free to discover who they are and to take that and take it out and make the world a better place wherever their life leads them.
Yeah, and you touched on how you were feeling, you know, kind of some rage and everything that you were going through at that time. And when you're young like that, you know, teenage years, stuff like that, you don't realize that, hey, guess what? Most of us have the same feelings, right? You just don't know how to express them.
Exactly, exactly. And I have a 13-year-old myself now, so I just want to apologize to my mom. It's hard, you know, and kids need an outlet besides their parents. They need other adults in their lives that believe in them and they can talk to and complain to and rage at and create with. You know, that it can't always be mom and dad. They need other places, and that's so important. And I'm glad that my kids have that, and hopefully we're that for other people to kind of help families and to help soothe those hard years.
Oh, it's so funny that you say that, because my mom and dad are in their mid-80s, and the older I get, the more I realize how lucky I am that they didn't throw me out on my ear, because I was not a happy teenager. They've been married for 64 years, and they are just the most amazing. Yeah, they're just incredible. And yeah, like I said, the older I get, the more I realize how amazing they are, right?
I love it. Yeah, my parents are great too. They're in the Bay Area, so, you know, they're a safe distance from me now. But, you know, when I was in high school, I know it was pretty rough. So.
Right, right. Well, what kind of experience and background did you have going into Royal Stage?
I grew up in Santa Clara doing dance and theater. I danced my whole life, mostly ballet, jazz, and tap, and then got into the local children's theater when I was 11. And just jumped in, auditioned, and their program was similar to Royal Stage in the fact that they accepted everybody. You auditioned, but it was more of a placement. Everybody got a part, and I got a really good community and foundation and learned a lot there. And even today in Royal Stage, a lot of our model is based on that children's theater that I participated in as a kid. And then went to UC Davis, danced there, did a couple residential dance programs that they had, and met that woman. Her name was Rose, and she got me involved in the Christian arts and did dance through her, and then just really found my passion for it again. And then after college, I worked for a local organization that wanted a creative arts program and started there, and then it just grew and grew until it became a nonprofit. I actually have an English and religious studies degree. I don't have a business degree. I've learned as I've gone and made mistakes as I've gone, and staff members right along with me learning and growing and figuring out what we need to adjust until, you know, now we have a good rhythm. But it definitely took a few years to learn the business side. Nonprofits are hard, but
sure.
Growing up in the arts, I think it makes you tough. You get used to rejection and all the things. And yeah, so strong arts background, semi-strong business background now are my qualifications.
Well, let's talk about the location again. Where is Royal Stage located, and how's that going?
We are located in Roseville. We are on Melody Lane, so we're off of Kirby and Riverside. So we basically straddle Roseville at Citrus Heights, 1220 Melody Lane in Roseville. That's where our dance studios are located. And then the new theater space is going to be at the Sunrise Mall in Citrus Heights.
Oh, okay. So you're going to have the two different locations, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. We're going to try to keep both. See how it goes. Yeah, we're not moving any of our dancer theater for now. We plan to offer classes at the Sunrise Mall location also. But for right now, it's just going to be a theater and a community space for open mic nights and a chance for the community just to come and to get to know us and make new friends.
Let's talk about how our listeners can help with the new place. If there are any contractors that happen to be listening, you want to help build the Royal Stage new theater? How else can our listeners help, Tamara?
We need an HVAC guy. If there's anybody out there who's an air conditioning miracle worker, that would be great. One of the units is broken, so we have to replace that. Yeah, anybody. Painters, people who like to, you know, go to businesses and hand out flyers, people who want to come help be ticket takers and concession workers and come work with the kids. We need people who will just play games with the kids during their downtime, and we'll get you all set up and qualified just to interact with the kids and just be support. But really, anything creative or administrative that you can do, we would love to meet you.
And if you want to find out more about volunteering, you can go to theroyalstage.org.
Yep.
Well, Tamara, what are your visions and hopes for the future?
I think growth is definitely a vision and hope. We've been operating on basically no advertising budget, so we operate basically out of word of mouth and social media. I would like to see us grow more, to get to know more people, you know, see our programming expand, especially as we have this secondary location. I would love to see our current kids grow up and do amazing things in their communities, for them to learn self-esteem and public speaking and to get jobs where they're capable and they're valuable and that they can live lives knowing how wanted and loved they are, and for them to be able to come back to Royal Stage or wherever they go and raise up the next generation in the same way. And I think just, yeah, growth with relationships too. We really would love to be more plugged in, get to know more business owners, get to know churches, get to know individuals, and see how we can help them, not just by entertaining them, but really become a part of their lives and help and serve and do service days and do things where we can really bring the arts and community service together.
Well, I know you've got a bunch of them, so please share a few Royal Stage success stories.
One of our success stories is accessibility. We have a woman who is blind who participates in our shows. We have modified to print scripts in Braille and modify our staging and everything so she could participate. And a lot of people who see our shows don't even know she's sight impaired because she's become so fabulous at what she does. We have students who are neurodivergent with you know, whether it's autism or Asperger's or something else. We have a lot of kids who have just who wouldn't fit in a normal theater company either because of cognitive skills or social skills, who just have really thrived under us. I think that's one of our biggest successes, is just taking people who other groups would consider quirky and making them part of our family. I think another big success is we have been nominated for awards for different things. We're on the KCRA 3A list. We nominated for a Tapestry Network Award. Just little accolades that have been received, not because they matter, but just because it shows that, you know, the mission that we've set out to do, we're doing. That's big to me. Not getting prestige or big grants, but really people in the community saying, oh, you know, you helped me, and now I'm going to tell other people so that you can help more people. I think that's one of our biggest successes. It's just really, you know, seeing people come into their own and thrive.
Yeah, you just can't beat a pat on the back from the community, right?
It's nice, for sure.
What are some of the biggest challenges you're facing?
I think any nonprofit will tell you, money and time.
Right.
Those are the two things that, you know, we're always, you know, every nonprofit, I think, operates or always worries about operating in deficit financially and with volunteers. So needing more monthly donors to get this new children's theater off the ground is huge. That is a challenge. It's just constantly fundraising and doing things like Big Day of Giving and drives and Giving Tuesdays and just all the things. It's a lot of time for not always the biggest return. And I think commitment from people sometimes, especially post-COVID or during COVID, it's hard. People are overwhelmed. It's been hard for people to get back into the swing of things. People's jobs are unstable. So one of the challenges has definitely been just finding a way to help people be consistent in life, committing to things and helping them realize how valuable they are and how much it matters when they're there. So, if you volunteer for a nonprofit and you feel like you can't get up on that Saturday to go, like, just know you're important. You know, you're needed. And communicating that to people is always a challenge. I think people always assume someone else will do it. Someone else will fundraise. Someone else will clean. Someone else will, you know, show up to serve. And that's not always the case. Every person really does count when it comes to nonprofit work.
Are there any sponsors you'd like to thank? And let's talk about more volunteers as well.
The city of Citrus Heights gives us a grant every single year. We're super thankful for them. The California Arts Council is one of our sponsors. And also just a huge thank you to all of the churches and individuals that sponsor us. Our staff is basically paid, and our shows are basically produced out of the generosity of just regular folks that help all of the time. So super thankful for that. Nordstrom's is another awesome sponsor that we're recognizing right now, because they have a program where if their employees volunteer time to a nonprofit, they'll give a financial donation to the nonprofit as a way of almost paying for the volunteers' time. And I think that's fabulous and something more companies should consider doing, because that's such a blessing when organizations do that.
What can you use some volunteer help with?
Fundraising and set painting and administration, just within the organization, keeping attendance, following up with students, advertising classes on social media. We need a lot of admin help and a lot of fundraising help. And this time of year, a lot of creative help, set painting, sewing costumes, building props. We're looking for somebody right now who can make a giant pair of shoes out of paper mache, like just the randomest, crazy theater stuff that people... We need people for, you know, we're walking around saying, hey, do you know how to make a 4-foot-long pair of shoes out of paper mache? No? Okay, next.
That's unique for sure.
Yeah, theater's weird. There's just the strangest, like, there's so many things, like, you would never think you would be asked to do or, you know, would come up in your life. But, and the people always come, but you got to find them. So if there's people out there that are a whiz with crafts and paper mache, we need you right now.
And that's what makes it part of the fun, right? Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Tamara Huerta is the director of Royal Stage Performing and Visual Arts. Royal Stage offers safe, encouraging classes and camps for males and females. And Royal Stage is 100% cost-free to those living in a disadvantaged community or through organizations that benefit women and children coming out of a traumatic situation. Find out more online at theroyalstage.org. And one more time, Tamara, where can we find you on social media?
On Instagram, we are Royal Stage Arts, and on Facebook, we are Royal Stage Performing and Visual Arts. And we would love to have you give us a follow and connect with us about the future.
Outstanding. Thank you so much for your time this morning, and thank you for what you do, Tamara.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
This has been The Public File. If you'd like us to cover your nonprofit, email sacpsa@odyssey.com, sacpsa@audacy.com. I'm Doug Thomas. Enjoy your Sunday, and thanks for listening.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.